Welcome to today's edition of the Maya Ag Life Daily News Report. I'm your host, Haley Gilley. In addition to feature reports, I'll bring you a look at regional and national agricultural news, and the show starts with a look at California agricultural news.
Early registration for the 2024 Crop Consultant Conference, hosted by Progressive Crop Consultant Magazine and Western Region Certified Crop Advisors, is now open. The popular event for certified crop advisors, pest control advisors, grower applicators, and industry professionals is the mainstay for all continuing education needs this year and will take place on September 25th and 26th at the Visalia Convention Center. Visit myaglife.com/events for the early discounted rate of $275 per person, which includes the live conference, a trade show with 70 plus exhibits, first class dining, entertainment, and a mixer. We'll see you there.
Canada-based CleanWork says it has developed waterless food safety technology that growers, shippers, processors, wholesalers, and retailers are using to disinfect fruit, vegetables, and containers before distribution. The company says the process, using a combination of vaporized hydrogen peroxide, ozone, and ultraviolet light, kills 99.99% of pathogens that create health risks while simultaneously increasing the shelf life of produce up to 25%. California is taking unprecedented action to strategically harness the equivalent of more than half of its land to fight the climate crisis. As called for by Governor Gavin Newsom's California Climate Commitment, the state unveiled 81 targets for nature-based solutions today that will help California achieve its world-leading climate goals, including reaching carbon neutrality by 2045. Nature-based solutions support the ability of lands to absorb more carbon than they release, a critical tool in the state's climate arsenal. Since 2020, the Newsom administration has invested approximately $9.6 billion in nature-based solutions that combat the effects of climate change. The 2022 scoping plan set a numeric goal for California's lands to contribute as much as possible to achieving carbon neutrality by 2045. No more than 4% additional carbon stock losses below 2014 levels from California's lands by 2045. Proposed state legislation to modify California's long-standing farmland conservation law could pave the way for large swaths of farm acreage to be repurposed as sites for renewable energy projects, including solar power. Assembly Bill 2528, introduced by Assemblymember Joaquin Arambula, would allow owners of Williamson Act land that lacks sufficient water for farming to cancel their contracts, without paying mandated cancellation fees of 12.5% of land values. Farm advocates warn the proposed law could accelerate the loss of farmland and reduce food supply. Despite favorable conditions in the Klamath Basin, irrigators say the initial federal water allocation falls short of what farmers in the Klamath Water Project should receive this year. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, which manages the project, announced this week that the Klamath Basin irrigators will receive an initial allocation of 230,000 acre-feet from the lake. That is 35% less than the estimated needs, said Paul Simmons, executive director and counsel for the Klamath Water Users Association. He said the allocation is the fifth worst in the 120-year history of the Klamath Project. California counties, key to delivering services for public safety, emergency response, and protecting human health, are bracing for state revenue cuts as California faces a historic budget deficit. The fiscal crisis creates concerns in rural agricultural counties as local governments look for ways to fund core needs such as fire services. Merced County is already struggling to fund public safety services including fire, sheriff's departments, and ambulance services. Merced County Assistant Fire Chief Mark Pimentel said the county is operating below state minimum staffing requirements. To study how parasites evolve to break the defenses of their hosts, the National Institutes of Health has granted UC Riverside nematologist Simon Groen a $1.9 million Outstanding Investigator Award. Roundworm parasites infect humans, livestock, and crop plants. Insights into why certain worms can evade host immune protections could help preempt a ticking time bomb, the decreasing effectiveness of pesticides and antibiotics for infections. Bacterial, fungal, and parasite resistance to drugs and pesticides is making it harder and sometimes impossible to treat common infections like pneumonia and tuberculosis in humans and pest infestations in crops. International health officials warn that without urgent action, we are heading toward a future in which minor injuries and infections could kill. Crop and livestock production will also face increasing hurdles. Over the next 5 years, Groen will use the funds to conduct studies, including projects examining hundreds of tomato and rice plants, both of those grown on farms and those growing in the wild. Are you interested in the farm-to-table food movement, preserving urban-facing agriculture, and knowing your local farmers? An event like no other, the annual Graze at the Fields, will be held on Thursday, May 2nd from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the world-renowned Carlsbad Flower Fields while in bloom. Graze is an agriculture insider event that is open to the public. Grazers will eat, drink, and connect with local farmers, brewers, and chefs, tasting locally grown and curated bites and beverages while learning more about what it's like to farm in our county. Brought to you by the San Diego County Farm Bureau, a nonprofit organization supporting the more than 4,000 farms in San Diego County, Graze supports our local agricultural community. San Diego County Farm Bureau strives to keep farmers farming. With a 20% decrease in San Diego County farms over a five-year period, the Farm Bureau aims to draw attention to the 214,000 acres fighting to stay in production and the 16,000 jobs this industry creates for the county. This special event celebrates the San Diego farming and all the community benefits of supporting local food, fiber, and flora. The California almond season is underway, with the sector currently shipping its fall harvest to international markets. Rains and unusually low temperatures, however, drove production down, according to the California Almond Board. Those conditions stalled volumes. The last USDA crop report, published in July 2023, put the Golden State's almond production at 2.6 million pounds for the 2023-24 season. The almond industry is the state's top crop by acreage and exports, and it ranks fourth by value according to ABC's 2023 Almanac. For the 2022-23 season, 29% of the state's production stayed in the United States. As for destination markets, India remains the top importer of California almonds, taking in more than 330 million pounds. Spain, China, and UAE, and Germany are also among the top buyers of California almonds. A state-of-the-art project, 3 years in the making, is analyzing California's groundwater basins and the state's underground storage potential. The information could help California and the agriculture industry improve its water access and better prepare for inevitable drought cycles. The program, called the Airborne Electromagnetic Surveys, consists of flying over nearly 95 groundwater basins in California and mapping findings up to 1,000 in depth below the surface. Groundwater basins provide natural underground systems that, if utilized properly, can boost water storage capacity beyond lakes and reservoirs. In California, these systems have the potential to store up to 1.3 billion acre-feet of water. That's a huge increase from the roughly 40 million acre-feet of storage from above-ground reservoirs.
And now, here's West Coast Nut publisher and CEO Jason Scott with 10 dynamic marketing strategies for California's agribusinesses.
In California's orchards, processors, and governing associations are driving consumption innovation to meet evolving consumer preferences. They recognize the importance of food creativity to unlock mass purchases and industry growth. By leveraging innovations like liquefying and powdering expansions, processors create large volume opportunities for California tree nuts. Consumers seek convenience, versatility, and health benefits, prompting processors to explore innovative ways to meet these demands. Liquefying tree nuts produces a range of products like nut milks and sauces, catering to the demand for plant-based alternatives and offering opportunities for differentiation and premiumization. Similarly, powdering expansions allow processors to incorporate tree nut powders into various products, tapping into the health and wellness market. Food and beverage industry innovation enhances existing tree nut products, fostering collaboration with chefs and influencers to inspire consumer adoption. For growers, aligning with processor strategies yields benefits such as informed planting decisions and increased market visibility. Engaging with governing associations provides insights into market dynamics and regulatory changes shaping collective marketing efforts. In conclusion, embracing these innovations is crucial for California's tree nut industry's growth. By exploring new consumption methods, processors can meet consumer needs and thrive in a competitive market.
By partnering with JCS Marketing Incorporated, your company can achieve 3.5 million impressions to growers, consultants, and industry professionals annually. Our comprehensive media suite, which includes prestigious publications as well as dynamic websites, targeted emails, engaging podcasts, and premier trade shows, provides a strategic platform for targeting key decision makers. This approach can amplify your company's visibility to a specific audience and fosters meaningful connections, positioning your brand at the forefront of the agricultural community. Don't wait for success to come to you. Call our office today at 559-352-4456. That's 559-352-4456.
On April 19th, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency issued an emergency fuel waiver to allow E15 gasoline, gasoline blended with 15% ethanol, to be sold during the summer driving season. This action will provide communities with relief at the pump from ongoing market supply issues created by the ongoing war in Ukraine and conflict in the Middle East by increasing fuel supply and offering a variety of gasoline fuels blended from which consumers can choose. This waiver will help consumers protect themselves against fuel supply shocks by reducing our reliance on imported fossil fuels, continuing to bolster U.S. energy independence, all while supporting American agriculture and manufacturing. Current estimates indicate that on average, E15 is about 25 cents a gallon cheaper than E10. Currently, in approximately two-thirds of the country, E15 cannot be sold from terminals starting on May 1st and at retail stations starting on June 1st. EPA is providing relief by extending the 1 PSI read vapor pressure waiver that currently applies to E10 gasoline to E15, which will enable E15 sales throughout the summer driving season in these areas, if necessary. This action only extends the 1 PSI waiver to E15 in parts of the country where it already exists for E10. E15 can already be sold year-round in parts of the country that have a reformulated gasoline program. Because of the RVP of E10 and E15 gasoline used by consumers will be the same, EPA does not expect any impact on air quality from this limited action. EPA's research has shown no significant impact on evaporative emissions when the 1 PSI waiver is extended to E15. With no significant impacts on emissions from cars and trucks, EPA expects consumers can continue to use E15 without concern that its use in the summer will impact air quality. EPA's emergency fuel waiver will go into effect on May 1st when terminal operators would otherwise no longer be able to sell E15 in the affected regions of the country and will last through May 20th, which is the statutory maximum of 20 days. EPA will continue to monitor the supply with industry and federal partners, and the agency expects to issue new waivers effectively extending the emergency fuel waiver until such time as the extreme and unusual fuel supply circumstances due to the ongoing war in Ukraine and conflict in the Middle East are no longer present. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has imposed sanctions on three produce businesses for failing to meet contractual obligations to the sellers of produce they purchased and failing to pay reparation awards issued under the Perishable Agricultural Commodities Act, PACA. These sanctions include suspending the businesses' PACA licenses and barring the principal operators of the businesses from engaging in the PACA licensed businesses or other activities without approval from USDA. The restricted businesses include Rooted Connections, LLC, Trinity Vegetable Company, LLC, eFruit Fresh Produce, LLC. USDA is required to suspend the license or impose sanctions on an unlicensed business that fails to pay PACA reparations awarded against it, as well as impose restrictions against those principals determined to be responsibly connected to the business when the order is issued. Those individuals, including sole proprietors, partners, members, managers, officers, directors, or major stockholders, may not be employed by or affiliated with any PACA licensee without USDA approval. By issuing these penalties, USDA continues to enforce the prompt and full payment for produce while protecting the rights of sellers and buyers in the marketplace. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, is taking another step in its efforts to protect people from the health risks posed by exposure to forever chemicals in communities across the country. Exposure to PFAS substances has been linked to cancers, impacts to the liver, heart, and immune and developmental damage to infants and children. This final rule will designate two widely used PFAS chemicals, PFOA and PFOS, as hazardous substances under the Comprehensive Environmental Response, Compensation, and Liability Act, also known as Superfund, and will help ensure that polluters pay to clean up their contamination. This final action will address PFOA and PFOS contamination by enabling investigation and cleanup of these harmful chemicals and ensuring that leaks, spills, and other releases are reported. This action builds on the recently finalized standards to protect people and communities from PFAS contamination in drinking water and represents the latest step the Biden-Harris administration is taking to protect public health and welfare and the environment under EPA's PFAS strategic roadmap and to prevent cancer before it starts through the Biden cancer moonshot. The lingering effects of El Nino are still being felt in the U.S. The deluge of rains that fell across the Mid-South, Southeast, and Eastern U.S. are a reminder of that. However, one agricultural meteorologist says as El Nino fades, La Nina is already knocking at the door and could bring dryness to the southern U.S. The biggest question is now timing. Just last fall, 40% of the lower 48 states were experiencing some form of drought. Today, that number is cut in half thanks to the impacts of El Nino. According to the National Oceanic Atmospheric Association, there is now a 60% chance that La Nina will develop between June and August. The National Oceanic Atmospheric Association still thinks by November 2024 to January 2025, there's an 85% chance a La Nina will be in effect. The tropical Pacific Ocean continues to trend toward a La Nina phase, coming out of one of the strongest El Nino events on record since 1950. That will wrap up today's show. You've been listening to the My Ag Life Daily News Reports. I'm Haley Gilley. From all of us here at the JCS marketing team, thank you for listening.